Today's shir is Masechet Chulin Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. We have learned in the last line on the bottom. We learned it's a Mishnah Masechet Parah that if when the Kohen is shechting the Parah Aduma or one of the other activities that has to be done with the Parah Aduma, he's doing something else. At the same time, the parah becomes pasul. And the reason, as we explained, is because if he's doing something else at the same time, he's mesiach das from the parah aduma. If he shechs another animal at the same time, besides for the reason that we just identified, that he's mesiach das, he's not paying attention to the parah aduma, there is another consideration as well. And that other consideration is that the Torah Kedosha says, v'shachat oisa, and we learn from here, Chazal teaches, oisa, only can you shech the paraduma, v'loi oisa v'eschavarta yachtav, you cannot shech two animals at the same time. So begins the Gemara. Amar Rava, shachat parav, somebody shechted a paraduma, and at the same time that he's shechting the paraduma, he's also shechting another animal. Says Mar Divrei Hakol, everybody will agree. Both Reb Nosson and the Chachamim who we discussed in the previous shir, if one shechs a carbon without kavana, or shechs a behema without kavana, what will be the halacha? So here, if he shechted the second animal with kavana, so that's certainly a proper shechita. And so, since that's a proper shechita, then the halacha is the parah aduma will become disqualified. But if another animal was shechted along at the same time as the parah aduma without the proper intention, Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, who we discussed extensively in our previous shir, does not require kavana when you shecht an animal, and therefore that is considered a proper shechita. If that's the case, then the halacha will be that the par is psula and the behem is ksher. The par is pasul for all the reasons we said in our introductory remarks. There's hesach hadas, and also because you shechted another animal at the same time. Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, that shechita was not a valid shechita, because the opinion of Rabbanon, as we've been learning, is that a shechita without kavana is not a valid shechita. So that means you didn't do anything anything meaningful, at least, at the same time you shechted the paraduma. And given that will be the situation, so therefore, halacha will be that the par remains kshera, but the shechita, the behema, is possible. The behema is possible because you didn't shecht it properly. Ask the Gemara, pshita, what did this Gemara just teach us that isn't obvious given the halachas that we said at the beginning of the shir? Answers the Gemara, the chiddush is, the nechshcha behem acheres, if you shechted another animal with the paraduma without kavana. That Reb Nosson said that since that shechita, according to the halacha, is a valid shechita, and that's what we're here to teach. Reb Nosson Itzrachalei, that's what Reb Nosson is teaching us. Because sakadat chamina v'shachar oisam rachmana. The Torah says that you could only shech the paraduma. V'loy oisam v'chaverta, but you can't check the paraduma and another animal at the same time. But we would think, perhaps, what is the pasuk teaching us? Hey, chidami, kigon sheshachet shtei paras ba'adadi. It only applies to a situation where you shechted two paradumas at the same time. And that's why, since you can't have proper kavana for both animals, that's why you have a problem. Avo peim medechulin. But in our case, where the other animal that's being slaughtered is a regular behemah dechulin, that case, emaloi, maybe that should not be considered a detrimental factor to the shechita of the para duma. It teaches us the Gemara Kamash Malan that even the shechita, and according to our papa, according to Rav Nosson, that means even the shechita without kavana. But since Rav Nosson considers that a valid shechita, that's why the halacha is that it's a disqualifying factor. Continues the Gemara, chatach delas ima, if as you're shechting the paraduma, you're also cutting a cucumber at the same time, says the Gemara, psula, that will also be disqualification for the paraduma. How? Because that means you weren't paying full attention to the paraduma. You were paying attention to the dalas at the same time. And if you're paying attention to the dalas, that will disqualify the paraduma. And therefore, nechtecha dalas, if just you dropped a knife and that caused the cucumber to get caught, the rakok kshera, because that is not a meaningful act. The only time it's considered a meaningful act is if it accomplished something, like by shechita. Here, it didn't accomplish anything, so therefore it's not considered a meaningful act, and therefore doing that will not disqualify what you did with the paraduma. Says the Mishnah, Nafal Sakin, if as you're doing the shechita, the sakin fell out of your hand, Zigbiya, and you picked it up, or Nafal Kalev, if a garment of yours fell as you're doing the shechita, Zigbiya, and you stopped the shechita to pick it up, Hishchis is a sakin. If you sharpened the knife before the shechita, and because it took exertion to shech that night, and therefore you were tired off, you got tired during the shechita, and because of that you didn't complete the shechita, or ba chaver v'shachat, somebody else came and completed the shechita. So now the concern that we're going to be learning in our shir is the issue of Shia. And the Mishnah and the Gemara are going to begin to focus when is it considered that we have a situation of Shia, if not. And the Mishnah gives a Shir, a time frame that it's considered Shia, M'shar Kadei Shechita. If the time you took up to have that amount of time to do another Shechita Psula. Exactly what that means, we'll see in the Gemara Mitzvashem. Rav Shimon Omer, M'shar Kadei Biker. What's meant here is the amount of time to check the sakin if it's possible. That's what's considered a shia. So when we speak about shia, as we've been discussing throughout our shiurim, that shia is a significant disqualification of the shechita, the prisha brings two reasons why shia is disqualified. One is because the Torah says the word shechita, which means the act of shechita should be one act of shechita. And if there's interruption in middle, it's not considered, if it's interruption in the middle, it's not considered one act of shechita. Another explanation is that if the animal is in the middle of being slaughtered, and while you're in the middle of slaughtering the animal, you stop, that causes the animal to get scared. And that causes that the blood that's in the animal will get more absorbed into the animal. And once the blood gets more absorbed into the animal, we know, and we'll speak extensively about melicha, about extracting the blood, that we're concerned won't be good. The Simla Chadasha says that, as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, that there are a number of halachas, shia, drusa, ikur, that disqualify the shechita. And the halacha is that these are all halacha l'mashe m'Sinai. So he suggests there's no point in having a discussion why shia is a disqualification. Shia is a disqualification because so is the halacha l'mashe m'Sinai. It's also interesting to point out that the Mishnah gives us a number of examples of the same point, that there was an interruption, why there was an interruption during the shechita. And the question is, why do we have many different examples? So the Rash says Rashi Zerish, the Masechta Kelim, says that that's common to find in Mishnayis, that the Mishnayis give number of illustration to teach us the same halacha. But the Leiv Aryeh says that every one of the examples offered in our Mishnah come with a chiddush. If we only had the case of Nafla Sakin, because then we would think that picking it up is really not a shia, because that's what's expected to be done. That after the knife drops and I'm in the middle of shechting the animal, I have to pick it up. But if the garments fell down, that isn't considered necessary for the shechita, and therefore that's considered a shia. And if we only had these two cases, we would think that in these cases, the shechita is a good shechita, because at least in these two cases, the shochet who began shechting is the one that began the shechita. But when we speak about the shochet stopping and somebody else taking over, we would think if somebody else is taking over, that's not going to be a valid shechita. That's why it was needed to teach us that as long as it's within the proper time frame, it still will be a kosher shechita. So now the Gemara asks, "My kedei shechita? What is the amount of kedei shechita? Amarav kedei shechita by Yemei Acheres. The time to shecht another animal." And the Ramban points out that the two important conditions. One, he points out that included in measuring that time is cutting the skin of the animal. Even though, as we have often discussed, the main point of the shechita is the simonim, not the skin. But furthermore, the Ramban says, since we've learned many times in our shiurim, that the halacha is that for shechita, you also have to only do roiv. So since you only have to do roiv, simonim, when we measure the shiur shechita, it's not the time to do roiv simonim. The Rosh, and that's the opinion of the Torah as well, the Rosh disagree. And the Rosh says it's the amount of time to do roiv simonim. And actually, this question that we just discussed, the way it's going to be very connected to our coming sugya about shia b'soiv shechita, as we will soon see. Amalei Rav Kahana Ravasi L'Rav. Kedei shechita l'behema. So we want to come up with a time frame. Is it the amount of time it takes to shecht the behema when we're shechting a behema, and the amount of time to shecht an oif when we're shechting an oif, which obviously the amount of time to shecht a bird is much less time than the amount of time of shechting a bird is much less than the time to shecht an animal. Or do we say, oi, dilma af behema life? Even when we're talking about the sheer shia, it's the amount of time to shecht an animal, even if we're shechting a bird. Amaluhu. So Rav Kahana said to Rav Asi, Lehavna b'dichi b'chaviv d'shaili. I wasn't comfortable. Rav was the nephew, a double nephew actually, of Rav Chia. Rav's father was Rav Chia's brother from his famed father, and he was also a brother of his mother, from the same mother. And he said, I wasn't comfortable to ask this question. The Sefer Chashukei Chemed says that we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, the Loya Bai Shalomed, somebody who's bashful is not a Talmud Chacham. So ask Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, how did Rav hold back from asking such a question? So he answers, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, suggests the Rav really knew the answer to this question. But what the Gemara means to say is that he did not find out what his uncle Rav's opinion was. His uncle Rav Chia's opinion was, he was relying on his own opinion, and he felt afterwards that he should have gotten his uncle's opinion. Another explanation is that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Flamen on the base teaches us, Ein Shechina Shoyer Leimetach Atzis, Leimetach Atzis, Elimetach Dvas Simcha Shal Mitzvah. That means a person, to be able to successful in learning, he has to be in a status of Simcha. And what the Gemara means to say here is that he saw that as this sugya was being learned in the yeshiva, Rav Chiya was not in the proper frame of mind. So he said, if Rav Chiya is not in the proper frame of mind, it's not the time to ask questions to Rav Chiya. Itmar says the Gemara Amarav, Kedei Shechitas Behema LeBehema, the amount of time it takes to shecht an animal is the sheer shear when we're shechting an animal. And the amount of time it takes to shecht an oif, a bird, is the shear by an oif. The Shmuel Amar Afila Behema LeOif, even when we're shechting an oif, the shear is the amount of time it takes to shecht a behema. The Kenki also Ravad Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avihi Afila Behema LeOif. Rav Chanina Amar, the amount is the time, he gives a longer time, the amount to bring another animal. Says the Gemara, Yavi, asked him, when you're giving that type of shear, a filum alma. Sometimes there's another animal readily available, but sometimes there is no other animal readily available. And therefore, the shear is not the same shear. Nasatat v'rech l'shurim, it's always going to be dependent on the circumstances. Amra Papa, says the Gemara, that's not what Rav Chanina meant to say. What Rav Chanina meant to say is so about Imedis, that the animal, the other animal standing here, lahatal ikavinai, what's the nafkamina? So if the other animal is here, what's the nafkamina? The difference between Rav Yochanan and Chanina, Rav Yochanan does not speak strictly about the amount of time you need to shecht the animal. Whereas Rav Chanina also adds in his shear the amount of time that it takes to prepare the animal for the shechita. I'm Rav Mishmed Rav Yosef Chanina. What does that mean? Kedei shiya bihena, to pick up the animal if it's sitting v'yabitzena and then put it back down for Yishkan and then shecht it. It says, Daka, the amount of time it takes to take such an act for Behema Daka is the Shia by Behema Daka, and the amount of time to do so by Behema Gasa is the Shia for Behema Gasa. And the way I saw the Rishonim explain this Gemara, that the animal, even if it's sitting, the Shechtim would lay down the animal before they actually did the shechita. And that time of laying down the animal is included in the shear. Amarava, hashech b'sakara, if somebody is shechting with a knife, which is not sharp, afilu kol hayom kula, even if he's going back and forth a whole day, the halacha is kshera, that's a valid shechita. By Rava, what's going to be halacha b'shir k'tzaris, that he did have times that he stopped, but each time that he stopped, there wasn't the shear that we're learning in our shear today. And therefore, the question is, what will be the halacha? Those different pauses combined. Mashi itztarfu. Ask the Gemara, v'tifshalei mididei. Isn't the fact that Rava said that you could shecht with a knife that's not sharp? So if you're going to shecht with a knife that's not sharp, it's inevitable it's going to take you a long time to shecht. And the Gemara is also assuming that it's inevitable there's going to be pauses. And the Gemara, no. Rav is indeed speaking about a case that you used a not sharp knife, but even though you used a not sharp knife, but the Laisha, there were no pauses. So ask the Gemara now, by Rav Huna Bered Rav Nassim. So now there's another question, as we said before. Shah b'miyut simonam mahu. And the way Rashi explains this Gemara is, we know, as we said before in our shiur, we said previously many times, that in order for a shechita to be considered a valid shechita, you only have to shecht roiv of the simon. And if somebody shechted roiv of the simon, the shechita is a good shechita. However, what happens if somebody, after he shechted roiv simon, he paused, there was a shia, and then he finished the shechita. Will that pause, will that be considered a case of shia? And as we've said in previous shiurim, what the Gemara really means to say is, if you wouldn't have completed the shechita, if you would have relied on roiv, then it would be a fine shechita. But the fact that you went back to do the rest may be a reason for disqualification. So the question is, why? So one pshat that I saw that the Beis Halevi suggests in explaining Rashi is that even though, as we're learning, you can't shecht Roiv Simon, the halacha is that it's because we rely on Ruba Kekula. But the right halacha is that you should do the shechita in the entire neck. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, if you're intending or you're going to shecht the entire neck, and you had a shia before you shechted the end, what will be the halacha that with that shechita? The Rebbe Yeruchim has a different explanation. Rebbe Yeruchim explains that the Gemara's question is, this person who ultimately shechted the end showed that what was his goal? He showed that his goal is to shecht the entire neck. So therefore, just shechting Roiv, he has demonstrated, is really not what he's interested in accomplishing. And since he's demonstrated that that's not really what he's looking to accomplish, therefore, because that's what he did, we have here a situation of Shia. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question, and that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. The Rashba disagrees for the obvious reason that we just said. Once you shecht the Roiv of the Simon, it's fine. So therefore, Rashba explains that the Gemara, Rav Huna's question is in a case that we just discussed, where the Shaykh had spent a long time cutting the last part of the first simon before he cut the second simon. Rava said a moment ago that if a Shaykh had used a dull knife and the Shechita took a very long time, the Shechita is nevertheless valid as long as there was no Shia. So now Rava's question is, when Rava said his halacha, is it only when he spent time in the integral part of the Shechita, cutting Roiv the two Simanim, but perhaps, he says, if a Shaykh spends a long time cutting the last part of the first Simon, since the last part of the first Simon is not really Makiv, it's not really necessary, so maybe because he spent a long time doing that, that would create a situation of a Shia. The Rambam says that the Gemara's question is that when we spoke about the sheer Shia, and the Gemara said that the amount of Shia is the amount it takes to do a Shechita, does that mean the amount to cut most of the Simanim, or even cutting the meat of the Simanim, maybe that too would be considered enough to be considered a sheer Shia, and would be considered to be enough a sheer Shia, and it would be a disqualification. Says the Gemara, Teiku, the Gemara says that this question was left not answered. And therefore, Rashi says that since we have a suffix, it's a suffix if the Shechita is a valid Shechita, Rashi says that this is considered a suffix deraisa, and we know the halacha is that suffix deraisa l'chumra. There are other Rishonim that say that this disqualification may be a disqualification only midrabanan. But even though it's a disqualification midrabanan, since the Gemara expressly, we said this explanation in the previous year, since the Gemara expressly calls it a teiku, so then we have to be machmer in this case. Rav Shimon Omer, we learned further in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, imshah k'day biker. If the shear was the amount of time k'day biker, says the Gemara, that is also considered a shear. And ask the Gemara, my k'day biker, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, k'day biker is shachachim. We've discussed many times in our shiurim that the knife that's being used is supposed to be examined by the Rav of the ear, and the Rav of the city, and the amount of time it takes for that to happen. Again, ask the Gemara, how can we say such a pshat? If you're going to say such a pshat, imkain, nosata dverech l'shurim, it's not going to be a standard. It depends how far the Rav is from the slaughterhouse. Ella says the Gemara, the shear is kadei biker tabach chacham. If the shaychet himself is a talmud chacham, and he therefore doesn't have to go anywhere, he's in the slaughterhouse, the amount of time it takes for him to inspect the knife. The halacha is that to do a proper shechita, as we discussed, by behema, you have to shecht both of simonim. You have to cut both of the simonim. Begins the Mishnah by teaching us, shachres aveshik, if somebody shechted the veshit, the food pipe, or pasak as a gargaris. But he did not shecht the gargaris, he just ripped it. A pasak as a gargaris, or he ripped the gargaris, vachach shachres aveshit, and then he shechted the veshit, or shachr achd mehen, or he just cut one of them, v'loy himtan la shmeisa, or he didn't wait until the animal died, v'loy himtan la shmeisa, he didn't cut the other one before the animal on its own expired, oy shehichlet as a sakat tachas hasheni apaska, he shechted the first simon properly, but he did chaloda, which we've learned is putting the knife in the wrong place before he did the second simon. Rav Shev of Omer, in all these cases, since he did not shech the animal properly, the animal is an avela. Rav Kiv Omer, he says, since he did the one animal properly, so even though, of course, we will not be allowed to eat this animal, but it's not going to be in the category of an avela, which we know an avela is metama, it's going to be in the category of a treifa. And says the Mishnah, Klal Oma Rabbi Yesheva Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shenifshta B'Shechitasa, anytime there was a Shechita, which wasn't a proper Shechita, Kol Shenifshta B'Shechitasa, whenever the Shechita was not done properly, the halacha is it's Nevela. The Kol Shechitasa Kiroi, on the other hand, when the Shechita was done properly, the dava achagarm lal apostle, and there's another disqualification, it's a treifa. And says the Gemara, and ultimately, Hoyder Rabbi Kiva agreed with Rabbi Yeshiva's opinion. Begins the Gemara, Shachras Aveshit. The Mishnah said if you did just the Veshit and then you broke the Kana, or vice versa, Mishnah says Rabbi Yeshiva says it's Nevela, the Hoyder Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva ultimately agreed to that opinion. Ask the Gemara for a mini. The Mishnah teaches us on Daf Mem Bezam and Aleph. Ela Trefas Behema. The following situation can make a Behema be considered a Trefa. The Kuvas HaVeshet, if the Veshet has even the smallest hole. Psukas HaGargeris. As we've learned many times, that the Gargeris is, if it's mostly cut, then the halacha is that animal is a treifa. So what do we see from here? That it's counted as one of the yudches treifa. But our Mishnah, particularly as we finish learning the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that Rabbi Kiva ultimately agreed to Rabbi Yeshevav, so our Mishnah said it's a nevela. So how could you say that it's just a treifa? And as I saw the Mefarshim point out, even if we'll say it's a treifa and an avela, which is passable, the Mishnah there should have said so. The Mishnah just calls it a treifa. Amar Rava, to which Rava responds, loy kasha. Kan, our Mishnah speaking about Shashachad, you shechted one simon, well, psoif pasak, and then you did the second simon, not with shechita, just cutting it. For Kan, the Mishnah later in the Masechta speaking about Shapasak, you just cut one simon, and then you shechted the second simon. And the Mishnah Gemara explains, Shachat ulep soy pasuk, if you started with shechita, then you completed doing it improperly, nifsals b'shechita hi, it's considered that it became disqualified while you were doing a shechita. And something that becomes disqualified while you're doing a shechita is in the category of an avela. Whereas, in a case of pasuk ulep soy shachat, if you first rip the simen, cut the simen without shechita, so then it never had a shechita. because the first thing you did was just cutting. And what happened here? Dava acha garma l'pasul damyu. There was something else that made it possible. And therefore, therefore, since the disqualification did not take place during an act of shechita, when can an animal be considered a nevela? The definition of the nevela, says the Gemara at this point, is something that caused, that there was a disqualification during the act of shechita. Here, the disqualification was not during the act of shechita, and therefore it's going to be a treif, not a nevela. And Rashi points out that this halacha is even if you ripped and shechted immediately one after the other, it doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara on this teretz, Eisei Rav Acher Bahuna L'Rova, the Mishnah says, Shechet Es HaVeshet U'Pasak Es HaGergeres, U'Pasak Es HaGergeres V'Achkach Shechet Es HaVeshet Nevela. But we just learned that if the Shechita did not begin, if you began with Pasuk HaGergeres, so you never, that was the first thing you did, you just ripped the Gergeres, so you never had a Shechita. If you never had a Shechita, we learned that everybody agrees, it's a Treifa. Answers Rava, the way to understand the Mishnah, when it says Pasuk as Gergeres, V'akach Shechet as HaShefet, V'akach Shechet as HaVeshet, it means Kavar Shechet as HaVeshet Mikara. The case is that you first Shechted the Veshet, and then you ripped the Gergeres. Amalei, so if Achmar Huna says to Rava, you can't say that that's the way to understand those words of the Mishnah. Because Shtei Tshuvas Bedover, there are two problems with saying so. Chada, Daina Kamaisa. We already spoke explicitly in the Mishnah about the case of Pasuk as HaGergeres, V'akach Shechet HaVeshet. If that's going to be the explanation of this case, so the Mishnah is saying the same case, twice. Furthermore, Hotanan V'akach Shechet HaVeshet. The Mishnah clearly said that the Shveshet was cut after Pasuk HaGergeres. So how could you turn it around and say it means that the Veshet was come first? So the Chasam Sofer tries to explain Rava. I think what the Chasam Sofer is trying to do is a Havamina of Rava is also something that we have an obligation to try to explain. So what's Pshat in Rava? So the Chasam Sofer says that what Rava means to say that certainly in a case where you cut the Gergeres first and then you shek the Veshet, the halacha will be that it's a treifa. But even in a case where you're not sure what was the status of this Gergeres, we're going to have to be machmer. Ela Marova. So therefore we go back to our original question. If Rabbi Kiva agreed to Rabbi Yeshevov that these cases are cases of nevela, so how could this case be identified on Daf Mem Beis as a treifa? Says the Gemara, the way to learn that Mishnah is not that the Mishnah is identifying that these are cases that are treifas. The Mishnah is coming to teach us Eila Suris Ketani. These are cases where you're not allowed to eat the meat. Yesh mem nevelas, and sometimes because they're nevela, but yesh mem treifas, and sometimes because they're treifa. Says the Gemara, if that's what that Mishnah is coming to do, that's coming to teach us and identify all the various cases where something may not be eaten. So why does the Mishnah also mention, we learned many times, also Gistra, if we cut the animal too, or we discussed if you completely sever the head, it's a nevela. So why wasn't that case included? And the Gemara asks another question. Why? And that's what the purpose of that Mishnah there is, to teach us all the cases where the meat may not be eaten. Why does it also speak about the case that Rabbi Elazar taught us? Rabbi Elazar, nafal yerek chalal shalah, if the thigh and all the meat that's around it are cut away, the animal's on the nevela. So, says the Gemara, the different types of nevela. The case of psukas hagageres, that it becomes a nevela in a case where you didn't shech the gageres, you cut the veshet, and then you broke the gageres. The halacha is that that animal becomes a nevela after the animal dies. But as long as it's alive, it's not considered dead, and therefore it doesn't have tumas nevela. But in a case, the two cases that we just identified, the case of osa gistera or the case of nitl yerek chalal shalah, they're already nevela even if the animal is still alive or it's mefarcheses. V'chi ktani, when are we speaking about in that Mishnah examples of nevela? Nevela, the loy matama mechayim, that don't become a nevela and give off tumas nevela as long as the animal's alive. Avil nevela, the mechayim, loy mechayim, something that's already considered a nevela while it's still alive, loy ktani is not mentioned in that Mishnah. Rish Lakish gives a different teretz how to explain everything. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish explains, Kan Al Mishnah speaking about Sheshachet B'Mokim Chatach. We spoke about a gageris that has a cut. Al Mishnah speaking about that you continue that cut. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis is speaking about Shachat Shloim B'Mokim Tach. Not that you cut where there's already a cut in the gageris. And the Mishnah explains Shachet B'Mokim Chatach. If you shechted where there's a cut, nifsla b'shchitahi, the cut was not done through an act of shchita. And since the cut was not done through an act of shchita, it's a nevela. But if you cut it not where there was a previous cut, the halacha is that it's still not allowed to be eaten because it had such a significant cut in the gargaris. But it's not the cut that you made that made the meat non-kosher. It's not your shchita that caused it to be a problem. It's the fact that it had a cut. And therefore, since it's not your act that made the animal prohibited, it's going to be considered a treifa. Ask the Gemara, did Rav Shimon ben Lakish indeed hold that way, that shechting a gageris that's already cut, not in the proper place, considering a good act of shechita? Ask the Mavaramar of Shimon ben Lakish. The Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that even if somebody, if there's a hole, we're going to speak about this extensively in our coming shir, even if there's a hole in the lung, the animal is treif. And if the animal became treif before the shechita was done, it's asur. But still, shochet ha-kanav akach nikvah reya, if you shechted the kanav and then there's a puncture in the lung, chera, because the lung is connected to the kana. Once the kana is cut, it's like the reya is not important, and therefore it doesn't become treif. Why? Explains the Gemara. Alma commanded mincha b'dikul damya. Once the kana was cut, the reya is no difference if it's in the cavity of the animal or it's sitting in a, it's hanging on the tree. Hachanami, in our Gemara as well, where the gageris is cut mostly, is command the mancha b'dikula damya. The kana doesn't count. So if the kana doesn't count, so it's not there. So the only thing that counted was the cutting of the cutting of the kana somewhere else is not considered a ma'isa shchita. Because you could only have a ma'isa shchita on something which is a kana. But if the kana is already mostly ripped elsewhere, it's like the reya that's detached after the shchita. The kana becomes meaningless. And therefore the shchita of the kana becomes a meaningless shchita. And that's the case. We said that only if something becomes disqualified through the shchita is a problem, not any other ways. Elam Rav Chibar, Abba Rav Yochanan. So we're back to our original question. How do we reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Eil Treifus? Elam Rav Chibar, Abba Rav Yochanan, Oy Kasha. Can Koidim Chazara, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis was taught before Rabbi Kiva agreed to Rabbi Yeshiva, where Rabbi Kiva now Mishnah says that as long as there was any act of Shechita, the halacha is that it's considered a treifa. The Kan, our Mishnah's Ach Chazara was taught afterwards, but he says that Mishnah, Loizaz Makama, the Mishnais were left. And there's two points to be made. So it turns out that our Mishnah, which precedes the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, is the Mishnah which is correct has Rabbi Akiva correct, and the Mishnah on that phase has Rabbi Akiva opinion before he retracted. Does that make any sense? Don't we say that we always follow the later Mishnah? So the Mefarshim point out that when we always say that we go after the second Mishnah, it's only in a case where we're speaking about a question halacha lemaisa. Here, we're not speaking about a question that's halacha lemaisa. It's just a question of opinions. In such a case, we don't have such an opinion. That's one point. What pshat Mishnah le'zazim akama? According to the way we're learning, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis is incorrect. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis is incorrect. Why was it taught? So the Mefarshim explained that we know that Shas, Mishnayis, were all taught Torah Sheba Peh. Since they were all taught in the Torah Sheba Peh fashion, the way it was very important for them to memorize the Mishnayis. And since it was so critical for them to memorize the Mishnayis, they memorized the Mishnayis even if they're going to start changing the Mishnayis, it'll become difficult to remember what you learned by heart. So even though that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis is not correct la locha, it was left to avoid this type of confusion.